Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. As we've mentioned, produce tends to lose value over time. If there's a certain amount of quantity, that quantity goes down because of either the produce spoiling or because animals or mice get in there and they eat some of it. Therefore, if a shomer was handed over produce, let's say it was handed over 100 pounds of produce, and it decreases while it's in his possession, he just gives back what's left over. He is not responsible for whatever happened naturally. So when it comes to the loss that's there, since it's so normal for there to be some loss, it's expected. So the shomer just gives back whatever is left over. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about a situation where a shomer received produce from other people, and for some reason, the produce that he had from someone else got mixed in with his own produce. And now he doesn't know how much produce is left from the person who handed it over to him. So the situation where it got mixed in, it wasn't allowed. As we mentioned, the rule in previous Mishnayot, a person wants his own produce. Haviv alav, it's better to him. It's more beloved to him because he exerted himself. He worked hard for it. So therefore, in this case, the shomer did wrong by having the produce mixed. We'll talk about the case. Mishnah says, Hamafkid perot etzel haverov. Somebody gives over perot, fruits, to his friend to watch, and that friend, who's now the shomer, takes the produce and mixes it with his own, and then from that mixture he eats some of the produce, but he has no idea how much he ate. We say hareze yotzilo hesronot. What he does is he returns the produce to the owner, and he deducts the normal decrease. He deducts the proportion that normally gets deducted or that normally happens in terms of a decrease over that time while it was in his safekeeping. What we're saying is here, the shomer has no ability right now to calculate the amount that decreased in the owner's produce because it's mixed in with his. And not only is it mixed in with his, but then he ate from it and he doesn't even know how much he ate from it. So what he would have to do in this case is just calculate how much produce did this person give you. If he gave you 100 pounds of produce, what's the normal proportion that this produce would have decreased over that time period while it was in his possession? So therefore, he says he could then just minus that amount and hand it over to the shomer. If he did not have his produce eaten from, if he didn't eat from it, he simply could have just did the math. I know I had my own 50. I know that I as a shomer was watching 50, and I add them together and see how much of it was eaten, do the simple math, and say, okay, the percentage that was eaten already from this was X amount, and therefore I have to give 50% of what I have over here minus that percentage back to the rightful owner. But here he can't do that because he has no idea how much he ate. So he can't really do the math. He has to take the original amount that he was given and minus the normal proportion of what is eaten by mice over time. Now we'll define what's the decrease for certain types of produce. Lechitin ul orez tish'a hatza'e kabin lechur. We're talking about wheat and rice. The normal decrease that happens in a kur is 180 kav. That's the number we'll be working with, 180 kav. The normal amount that decreases over every year is 9 half kav, which is basically 1/40th decreases over every single year because of the mice eating it. The se'orin uldohan tish'aka bin lekur. When talking about barley and millet, 9 kav out of the kur, which is 180 kav, get decreased over every year. So 9 out of 180, which is approximately 1/20th of the barley and the millet, decrease over 1 year. The kusemin ulzera pishtan, shalosh se'in lekur. We're talking about spelt and flaxseed, 3 se'ah, which is 18 kav, get decreased for every kur. So 18 kav for every kur, which is 180 kav, so 1/10th. Of this type of produce gets decreased over every year. Hakol lefi hamida, hakol lefi hazman. Everything depending on the quantity and everything depending on the time. What we're saying here is if there's a greater quantity, because we measured everything here with a kur, which is 180 kav, if there's more than that, you continue to multiply. Everything is relative to the amount that's there. If there's more mice over, if there's more produce over there, it's going to attract more mice, and therefore it grows and more of it's eaten. So it's literally this proportion, no matter what, no matter how many kav you have, you continue to expand and multiply per kav. And same thing in terms of the time. If it was in the shomer's hands for 2 years, we would double the amount listed over here, because whatever amount we listed over here was for 1 year. Rabbi Yohanan ben Uri is going to argue about that last piece, about where we said hakol lefi hamida. Amar Rabbi Yohanan ben Uri, v'chima echpat lahen la'achbarin, says Rabbi Yohanan ben Uri, why would the mice care about how much produce was there? V'halo ochlot ben meharbe uben mekim'ah. They eat the same amount, whether we're talking about a large quantity or a small quantity. So says Rabbi Yohanan ben Uri, just because you have a lot more over there doesn't mean that the mice are eating more. They eat their normal amount, no matter how much is there. So therefore, when the shomer is giving back the produce, he can't say, oh, look how many kav I have over here, and however many kav I have, the mice are eating more of it. No, this amount goes on the original kav. If there are additional kabin over there with it, the mice didn't impact those, because the mice only eat what they need, and then they leave. So according to Rabbi Yohanan ben Uri, he doesn't think that more mice are being attracted. He says, rather, the halakha is the shomer would only deduct the decreases that we mentioned before, which is for one kur, and therefore, even if he had a lot more produce over there than that one kur, he would only deduct what was mentioned before, because that's all that the mice need, and not any more than that. Rabbi Yehuda is going to give another opinion. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im hayta mida meruba, eno motzi lo chesronot. Says Rabbi Yehuda, if the amount of produce was very large, and the shomer was handed over the produce in the summertime and returned it in the wintertime, he would not deduct anything for what the mice ate. What is Rabbi Yehuda really saying over here? That in the summertime, when the air is dry, there's no humidity level, that, especially in Israel, the grains that were dropped as a deposit by the shomer were not puffy, they were very small because of the humidity level. So therefore, if he was given 10 kabin in the summer, when the winter eventually rolls out, they're much bigger, and now the 10 could possibly equal 11 or 12 because of the humidity level during the winter, because of the rains and everything like that. So therefore, what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, you don't then calculate, when talking about our case, with the mixture of the shomer's own personal food with the food of the person who was watching that got mixed in together, and then he ate some from it, we had to calculate how much to give back to the shomer, how much to give back to the rightful owner. So what we're saying over here is, because the produce expands in the winter, that sort of equals out to the amount that the mice would have eaten. So it's completely a wash. They get bigger on the one hand because of the winter, but then they get eaten during that time also by the mice. So the 10 kabin look like the same 10 kabin, and you wouldn't decrease anything assuming that the mice ate it, because you're also dealing with the expansion of the individual produce kernels. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Everything is a wash. You give him exactly what you have back when dealing with this amount, with a large amount, because of the expansion, that offsets what the mice would have eaten. So you give him exactly what you have in front of you back to him. The amount that he gave you, if he gave you 10 kabin to watch, you give him back the exact same 10 kabin.